Bilmandur stood in the doorway of the darkened hall. Shadows hid the statue he'd been ordered to steal. His heart told him to retreat. His feet wouldn't move. But the Kaiman, whose wildest flying lock of hair reached only to the Tumenhofer's knee, insisted that the statue be stolen. The artist cast the Kaiman a menacing look. The rude little man had startled him out of a sound sleep and proposed this ridiculous escapade. Bilmandur only wanted to go back to his chamber. In the middle of the night, the proper place for an aristocratic Tumenhofer was his bed. He had not had time to dress properly. He looked disheveled. He straightened his tie, but he couldn't do anything about his wrinkled shirt. He closed his fine dinner coat and fastened two ornate buttons. Bilmandur resented the fact that the small creature had managed to get him out of his bed, dressed, and actually contemplating the theft. An apprentice stealing the work of his esteemed master? Ludicrous.
"Come on," said Maxon.
His tiny hand pushed at the back of Bilmandur's leg.
"We haven't got all night."
"This is ill-advised," said Bilmandur. "Those statues have just been reunited. Why would your Wulder want one stolen?"
"Not stolen."
The Kaiman's disgusted look further aggravated Bilmandur. He winced at the high-pitched protest flung at him.
"I told you, removed from harm's way."
The Tumenhofer surveyed his serene surroundings. Cool blue moonlight lay in lopsided rectangles on the floor before the ornate windows. Portraits hung mutely on the walls. An elaborate rug silenced footsteps on most of the marble floor. Not even a flat rat would raise a skittering noise. His gaze returned to his companion.
"We're in a guarded castle, in a well-policed city with military posts all around. What harm could come to the statues here?"
Maxon crossed his thin arms over his wee chest.
"I have my orders."
"I don't see why your orders are mine as well."
"You're needed."
He backed up a step, placed his fists on his hips, and glared at the taller Tumenhofer.
"Are you going to turn your back on a call to service?"
Bilmandur nodded.
"I think that's a reasonable choice."
The Kaiman sighed.
"I was told this would be a difficult assignment."
They stood in silence. Bilmandur considered returning to his spacious chambers, warm bed, and pleasant dreams. Maxon snapped his fingers.
"Compromise!"
Bilmandur lifted one eyebrow.
"We look out the windows, see if danger lurks, then forget this whole outlandish idea. That's the only compromise I'm interested in."
The Kaiman ignored his ill humor and tugged on the Tumenhofer's pants once more.
"Right, let's go look at the statues. I want to see them up close."
"Looking is all right."
Bilmandur smoothed the material of his sleeves and stepped into the hushed hall.
"Taking is not."
His footsteps tapped on the marble floor as they approached the carpet centered in the hall.
"Shh,"
said Maxon, who didn't make a sound as he glided toward the display of the revered sculptor Verenschope's famous Trio of Elements. The three statues had been carved out of one stone, the brilliance of the artist depicted in the layered symbolism. The most obvious interpretation would be of morning, day, and night, but the trio also represented air, earth, and water. Kaiman, Emerlindian, and Marion figures depicted three of the 14 races that populated the world. Recently brought to the attention of the royal court, the statues had not yet been expounded upon by critics. Bilmandur felt more symbolism would be exposed with time. Master sculptor Verenschope layered his work with meaning. With uncanny skill, he could almost coax life into the cold stone. The craftsmanship alone made the art valuable. The depth of the imagery would place the art among the most famous classics. Bilamondor's pride in being under Verinchope's tutelage puffed out his chest, and he, a humble but aspiring artist, was privy to the backstory of these magnificent pieces. The history and intrigue surrounding the importance of the original stone, that would become the material of legends.